can't see can come up closer. We got some room up front here. Don't be shy. Well, all right! Is there anybody here who likes magic? I said, is there anybody here who likes magic? Well, I got good news for you, because I happen to be a wizard! Who feels like a wizard? Well, let's get this party started. I say, who rocks the party that rocks the body that rocks the party? And you say, Harry Potter does. Who rocks the body that rocks the party that rocks the body?
Harry Potter does.
Who rocks the body that rocks the party that rocks the body? Doorstep of my extended family, and when I was a baby, a giant took me on a flying motorcycle ride. And when I was a baby, a crazy lady looked into a crystal ball and saw a prophecy. And when I was a baby, an evil wizard, he tried to kill me. I was just a freaking baby. Sing with us. I was just a freaking baby. All together.
I was just a freaking baby.
Let Voldemort hear it.
I was just a freaking baby.
Guardians, they are so mean and evil. If only I had some magic powers, surely I could make them tremble.
Can we get a tremble here? Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. For Vivid Drive is where I let my head. I wish that I could go to another place instead.
Oh.
Harry Potter rocking together for the purpose of vanquishing all evil within a 500 mile radius of the Pico Garage! This one's about going to school! Oh, the bus don't go to Hogwarts! You got to take the train! Choo choo! Oh, the bus don't go to Hogwarts! You got to take the train! And we'll take the train! From 5-4 Magic Water! From 5-4 Magic Water, but the bus don't go to Hogwarts. You got to take the train. No, the bus don't go to Hogwarts. You got to take the train.
Should we fix anything? Ooh, all right, that's good. More dancing? More dancing is what's been requested from the back, so you guys heard that up front, right? Give me one wizard step forward.
That's half a Hagrid step.
Half a Hagrid step. Very good, very good. Hey, guys, let me introduce you to Summer Santa Claus on the drums over here. He's way cool. And speaking of Santa and Christmas, this is about our first Christmas in Hogwarts. It's called Wizard Chess.
I don't want to go home for Christmas this year. I don't want to see my family. I just want to stay at school for this winter break. I just want to stay at school with my best friend.
Show form. You know that our aunt and uncle raised us, and that, you know, we didn't enter the wizard world till we were like 11. And when we first entered it, there was like a lot of things that really didn't make much sense to us. And even after living as wizards for a number of years, I've got to tell you, there's still a few things that don't make any sense. Like, why
my wand only costs 7 galleons? My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. That doesn't seem like much. No, it seems like a bargain. I don't got a man to stay in business. I don't got a man to stay in business. I don't got a man to stay in business. When there's only so many kids, there's only so many kids. There's only so many kids to buy wands. There's only so many kids.
It's like
10 galleons for a unicorn hand, 7 galleons for a brand new wand, 10 galleons for a unicorn hand. That's -3 to Ollivander.
Do the math.
-3 to Ollivander. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. That doesn't seem like much. No, it seems like a bargain. I don't have a man to stay in business. I don't have a man to stay in business. I don't have a man to stay in business. When there's only so many kids, there's only so many.
Anyone? Yeah, you're just kidding. I mean, if there's any economics majors out there, I really am curious. I think there's like a thesis in that or something. Figure out what the deal is, government subsidies or something? Well, thanks for coming to the show tonight, guys. Yeah. Give it up for the Potter Puppet Pals. Yeah. Every night I get to relive some of my favorite memories. And least favorite memories. Done by really cute puppets. Well, guys, having an alright time? Cool. Us too, you know? We came here because we wanted to have a good time, but I want you to know that it's not all fun and games for Harry and the Potters, you know? Because you never know when Voldemort's going to show up. We have to deal with this kind of crap all the time. Voldemort, he's trying to kill us. And so, I'm glad we've got all of you witches and wizards and some muggles here tonight. You guys got our back, right? Just in case Voldemort may have seen this tour date posted online somewhere, just in case he shows up, you got your wands ready, accessible, easily accessible. Cool, very cool. Well, that's good, because I'll tell you, there's a few things we've learned in our time at Hogwarts, in our studies abroad. We've learned that there are powers out there that Voldemort fails to understand, you know? Like the power of a mother's love for her magical baby son, am I right? Saved my life! That's right. And then there's the power of friendship. You guys came here with friends tonight. But in my case, I'm talking about the awesomely magical power of Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, and Hermione Granger. Welcome to Story Machine! Almost class an idea! And then, there's the power that brought us all here tonight. That's right. I know you've got it. You've got it inside you. You have it. I know it's there. And I want you to use it tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the power of rock and roll! That we can make here tonight. I believe in the magic of rock and roll. When we get a whole bunch of people together singing and dancing and sweating in the same garage, you know? I want everybody in this garage sweating with us. Because that's going to create that kind of magic, like a Patronus that will rise up above our garage and protect us from all the evils of the outside world. So, I want to know, are you ready to join us on this magical journey here tonight? Are you ready to go down deep into the belly of Hogwarts with us here tonight? Because I ain't talking about no basement. When I say basement, you say no. I ain't talking about no basement. I ain't talking about no sub-basement. I ain't talking about no sub-sub-sub-basement. I ain't talking about no bomb shelter that's like half a mile below your basement. Guys, we're going so far down that it is only accessible via ancient plumbing channels. And even then, you gotta know the password. So can I get a from everyone here tonight? Speaking my language. I just got three questions for you. Are you scared to walk through the hallways? Are you worried that the spiders run away? Are you petrified of being petrified? And are we going to have to save the school again? We've got to save. We got to save the school of the castle. We got to save the school of the castle. trip.
We got the same freaking reason from the Catholic.
Sing-along, it's a dance along, so watch Harry Potter up here for the changes and try and keep up. It goes like this. Hagrid is fun to hug. Hagrid is full of love. Just don't get stuck in Hagrid's beard. Now a big Home Alone scream.
Hagrid is full of love. Just don't get stuck in Hagrid's beard.
Put a hey at the end of that song. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. The song's called Hermione. It screws up the Polyjuice potion.
Hey cat lady, meow, meow. Hey cat lady, meow. Ron likes your whiskers. Ron likes your fur.
Do not applaud for any more songs. Only meows. No.
I'm screwing it up right
no
now.
No more clapping, just meows. All right. Sounds good. Feel like I'm in a shelter. That's the magic of you guys. That's the magic of Santa Barbara right there. Cool. Well, we're sounding like a bunch of animals. Maybe I can try out my Destro impression on you. What do you think of this?
Hey, can anybody see me? Because I think you can only see me if you know death.
That's my Destro impression, guys, right? This one's about riding Destros. I come on to your skinny back! Man, it is exactly how much you can bear! Give me a key, give me a roar! I got my Destro, we won't stop! Yeah! Hey! Yo, I can feel you till you're dead! We're not pushing the sky, coming across in my chest! Let me scream, let me roar. I found my dad, so we're all so
Social activism here tonight. This one's called Spew. It's about a society my friend from Miami made my fourth year at school. It was about setting the house elves free, giving them equal working rights, you know, just treating them like decent living beings. And this song, it's sort of like a little jingle for Hermione's organization, so it's very simple. It has very little lyrical content. It's just people yelling Spew over and over again. So this is how it works. I'm gonna run around with this microphone, and if it goes in front of your face, it's your job to yell Spew in the most rocking manner possible. So can I get a nice heartfelt spew from everybody here tonight? Yeah. Give me one more. Yeah. Give me one with the hand motion. Yeah. All right. Now you know the song. Shows up to your school in the form of a government-appointed bureaucratic official and starts teaching you government-sponsored propaganda. But you know, it's not so bad because, you know, as a student and with the respect of my student body, you have the power to organize against that sort of stuff. So this one's called Stick It to Dolores.
Right here.
song's about our first date. Just fine, but it soon turned into this awkward silence. Well, I just flew into my room, and I'm not even tired at all. What did I say when Hedwig flew into my face? Owl! Hey, you guys know how we go to Hogwarts, right? You guys know where puppies go to learn magic? Dogwarts. You guys know where tadpoles go to learn magic? Pollywogwarts. Frogwarts is like more advanced stuff. What's a Hufflepuff's favorite instrument? A Cedric didgeridoo. Hey, you guys know the name of my best friend who has really bad allergies? Ron Sneasley. Yeah. I got this other friend who has pretty bad allergies. A Choo Chang. You guys know where the dragon under the mountain went to learn magic? Smogwarts. It's a crossover show for you readers. Yeah. Got another one for you. You know where Treebeard went to learn magic? Mogwarts. You guys know where the integral of 1 over x went to learn magic? Natural Logwarts. You know the name of my best friend who's super good at basketball? LeBron Weasley. For a while, he was on the same team as the Shrieking Shaq. Yeah. Hey, what, which house did Olivia from The Cosby Show get sorted into? That's So Ravenclaw. Hey, did you hear about the Dark Lord's new line of cosmetic products? It's called the Beta Cadabra. Go buy it. Hey, what did Hagrid say when he took me to Dairy Queen?
You're a blizzard, Harry.
Who's the biggest hippie in Gryffindor house? Neville Long Bellbottom. He's really, really into herbology. You know what I'm saying. I'm saying he likes weed, to put it bluntly. Hey, yeah. What's the name of my best friend who is a cool robot? Ron Weasley. My best friend who fights crime underneath the sewers of New York City. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Miami Granger. And I didn't know what to do next. So we sat there with all the couples kissing and soon things began deteriorating. Storming out, just leaving me wondering. Okay, what have I done? I don't care if you said it was wrong. Okay, what have I done? Oh yeah, Harry, play How I Feel. Oh yeah. That's true to life, man. Sometimes love is really intense. And it's intense. Altissimo saxophone solo. You know, I feel like I bet many of you guys have been through something like this before, where you got a new girl or a guy, and everything's going great, man. But you guys just want to get some time alone together, you know, away from school or away from the borough or away from the teachers or away from that evil dark lord who's trying to kill you and. We'll stop at nothing and we'll probably try and murder everyone you love. You just want to get away, you know? You want to take that girl and you want to say to her, you want to take that girl and you want to say, come get away, come get away.
You have no friends.
And we are still.
Something we all share. You see, we got things inside us, like the power of love. You know about the power of love? Have you felt the power of love before? Can I get an oh yeah? If you felt the power of love before, can you take one step closer to Harry Potter? Love is so powerful. I used it as just a little baby to kill Voldemort. And E.T. used the power of love to come back to life. These people know, these people know, these people know! It's done a lot of great things, is all I'm saying. And things were a little, they were great for a little while. But you see, Voldemort, he came back, right? And I said, uh-oh, can I get a uh-oh? What was I gonna do? What if the power of love wasn't enough to keep Voldemort at bay this time? I thought to myself, what if I could use the magic of rock and roll to amplify the power of love? Hey, did you say rock and roll? Those are the two weapons that we have against Voldemort, the power of love and the magic of rock and roll. Those are the twin swords we can use to take him down and bring harmony to the universe. If he was me, can I get an oh yeah? Can I get an oh yeah?
One thing that we've got,
and the one thing we've got.
one thing that we've got, and the one thing we've got is enough to save us all.
Thank you. come on, do it more! Guys, this is so fun. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We'll play you. We'll play you two more songs. This one's about our friend Hagrid.
Hagrid is fun to hug. Hagrid is full of love. Just don't get stuck in Hagrid's beard. Ah!
Thank you.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
sing along with us, come on now.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now sing it without using any words, okay? Let's do it.
Thank you.